Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients. Hello, everyone. This is Todd Brow with SimCast. And with me today is the Director of Strategic Partnerships with CSG. Welcome, Anna, to our SimCast podcast today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So CSG, tell us what CSG is all about and how it can help agents as well as help their clients out as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I always tell agents that CSG is your number one source for your Medicare and ancillary quoting, as well as market intel. So we provide agents a quoting tool to run their Medicare supplement, their Medicare Advantage, Part D, hospital indemnity, senior dental, and final expense. That's one thing that really stands out with CSG is for agents to be able to quote their ancillary products alongside their Medicare plans. I talk to agents all the time about the importance of cross-selling. So I think it's really important that we make those cross-selling products available on our quoting tool. And then beyond just quoting and being able to do enrollments on our system, we're really known for our market intel. So we can really drill down and help agents decide where they should be doing business. Where are there individuals that are turning 65 or over age 65? How many people are on a Med Sup plan versus a Medicare Advantage plan in their area? And we even go even further into enrollment data and loss ratios, rate adjustment. So we're trying to provide them more analytics so agents can make the best informed decisions for not only their own marketing dollars, but also for their clients.
So you mentioned, quoting tool for agents and to help their clients. So what type of products are on this quoting tool to help agents and their clients?
Yep. So for products, we have MedSup, Medicare Advantage, Part D. We also do the ancillary products, hospital indemnity, senior dental and vision, and final expense.
Also, with a Medicare supplement, you'd mentioned that it's kind of some analytics that agents can click on. And so kind of tell us a little bit about the analytics for like the Medicare supplements. How far that goes into to kind of help educate the agents, to help educate the client about the company and everything?
Yeah, it's really important to look at analytics too, because we know a plan G is a plan G. The only difference between the plan G and the plan G with a different carrier is the premium. So we want to look at other factors. So what is going to adjust that premium in the long term? So different analytics that we can provide is the age increases. So if it is an attained age plan, meaning the premium is going to increase as they age, we're going to really show the agent what that individual's premium is going to look like in the next 5 years. We're also going to break out for the agent if that carrier has taken any rate adjustments on that open block of business. We also share market data as far as how many individuals are enrolled within that company. We can break out that company's loss ratios, which is really important when kind of predicting if a carrier is going to take any future rate adjustments. So that's important to look at. But I know a lot of agents really want to sell MedSup with companies that are financially stable because of their rate adjustment. So we do also pull in AM Best ratings. So a lot of agents will quote and make sure that they're placing their clients with a financially stable company as well.
Can an agent that's in a certain state like North Carolina kind of see what's the best product for a MedSup product for a certain age group compared to, from someone from 65 to 67 and then maybe someone's from 68 to 79 or whatever?
Yeah. What I always tell agents is so great about having access to our software is that we are able to quote you 100% of the market. So no matter if you're licensed in that state or not licensed in that state, you can always run a quote. And we're also going to show you 100% of the market. So you can compare different companies side by side. And there's no limit to the number of quotes that you can run. So you can run a quote for a 65-year-old, and then you can see what those age adjustments are, and then run a quote for a 70-year-old and see what those rate adjustments are for the next couple of years. So they really have full access to quote all carriers, all plans, all ages.
And also, you can kind of print it off too, or how can you save it? You know, if you're working with a client and you need to save it or print it, or is there that capability on CSG to do that as well, Anna?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And that's really important too. So within our tool, we can do side-by-side comparisons, and we can do those side-by-side comparisons on the same type of product, like a MedSup. So if you wanted to send over a quote to your client with a plan G and a plan N, maybe you want to put a couple of different carrier plans in there, you can compare up to 5 different plans, and you can print that off into a PDF. That way you have a copy of it, and then you can send that quote over to your client as well via email by just using your own email system and uploading that PDF. I tell agents it's really valuable for you to be able to add some clarity and some content to whatever you are sending over to your client. So that's why I do like that our feature, you can just upload that PDF to your own email. So it is also coming from you as well. And then we have those universal comparison tools where you can put together a nice comparison of a MedSup alongside a PDP, alongside a dental, save that as a comparison, download that PDF, and then send them over a quote for that too. So we have a lot of options for doing comparisons, downloading those comparisons, and sending it over to the client.
So basically, kind of all what you just mentioned, it's kind of, you've done the work for the agent. They just need to use the CSG quoting tool to help them find the best product for their client.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And what we're trying to do is really help you put together a full health portfolio. And that's, again, the importance of being able to use the ancillary products in the quoting tool, just to make sure that clients have the best plans available to them, and really full health coverage, especially having that dental plan, dental vision and hearing plan with a MedSup is so important.
And so, speaking of dental, that is also on your quoting tool, correct?
Yes.
Dental program, as well as the hospital indemnity too. So yes, Kind of talk about both of those and how the hospital indemnity can, you can match up with a Medicare Advantage plan.
Yes. So if you are a Medicare Advantage agent, you absolutely have to be quoting hospital indemnity with your Medicare Advantage clients. It's a no-brainer. You need to do it. And a lot of agents that I talk to just don't know how to talk to their clients about it. So what we have a tool called Fill the Gaps. And what the Fill the Gaps tool allows an agent to do is find their client's Medicare Advantage plan and stack it alongside different hospital indemnity plans. That way they can see how that hospital indemnity plan can fill in the coverage gap. So the agent will just go line by line, and we highlight all the features of that individual's MA plan and how that hospital indemnity fills those coverage gaps. So it takes all the guesswork out for the agent. It does all of the math. So I know with the hospital indemnity plans, there's a lot of different riders, and you can adjust the daily benefits to match that Medicare Advantage inpatient copay. So the agent can quickly adjust it. And I'll tell you what, Todd, I have been showing that tool for 5 years, and I tell agents every time, if this does not work for you, you call me and you send me an email. And I have not once received a phone call or email from an agent that has said, this did not work for me. So I know it works. You just have to know how to use it. So we do have great tutorial videos on our website. We do trainings on how to use that tool, but that's one of the most powerful cross-selling features we have available in CSG.
Yeah. And like you said, it's a complement to, you know, selling Medicare Advantages to help fill that gap for the the out-of-pocket for the hospital stays as well. So
yeah, and it can cover, it can also cover like the emergency care. So if they go to the ER, those are automatically included. Some of these carriers have gotten really unique riders. So there's some people have like cancer riders, DVH riders. So there's a lot of different options for adding on to that, just the base of the inpatient hospital stay. And again, agent can run multiple different scenarios for their client to really figure out which is the best option for them.
Yeah. And also, like you said, on the MedSup, that is an option to save and print to show the client as well, correct?
Yeah. And a lot of agents will ask me, can I talk about hospital indemnity during AEP? And I always tell them, as long as that they have selected it on their scope of appointment to talk about ancillary products, but you can always use it as a go back. So we see a lot of quoting activity for hospital indemnity in December, like the end of December, and then January and February, because agents use it as a go back. Hey, once your plan is effective January 1, I'm going to come back. We're going to kind of go over everything again. And I'm going to talk to you about those inpatient hospital stay copays that I mentioned to you in our initial meeting. So you can sell it during AEP if it's on their scope. If not, it's a great go back to. And agents always ask me if you have to have a call recorded, and you do not have to do your hospital indemnity call recorded unless you're doing it with your Medicare Advantage sale. So that's always a common question we get too.
And sometimes it's kind of going back to the client, after you sold a Medicare Advantage, just to, visit with them and then mm-hmm. maybe talk about the hospital indemnity. Cause sometimes, several products at one setting can kind of be a little overwhelming as well.
Yeah. And it's overwhelming for the agents. I talked to agents like, you know how many clients I have to talk to during AEP? Like, I don't have an extra 20 minutes to do this. It's a lot for the agent. So just using your follow-ups, using your reminders, sending a note, sending a little card in the mail, anything as kind of a go-back follow-up, that's totally fine. I see agents do that all the time. It's a lot for the agent, too, to kind of take in everything.
Yeah. Definitely. So CSG, we've talked about the quote on your quoting tool, Medicare supplements to quote, Medicare Advantage, hospital indemnity, dental. Are we missing another product?
Final expense.
Oh, final expense. So yes. Tell agents how final expense can help them out too. You mentioned, we just got you talking about going back to the client after a Medicare Advantage sale with a hospital indemnity. This is also another go back to program as well too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the final expense is a plan that will help individuals cover their burial costs. So it's really important to really talk to your client about what their plan is. What is their financial plan? What type of burden, if they didn't have anything in place, that would put onto their loved ones or their family members. So the final expense is just, it's a good thing to talk about. With that, we have a really cool feature in our hospital indemnity or in our final expense that allows you to either run a quote based upon the benefit amount. So whether that's $10,000, $12,000, $8,000, but we also have an option to put in a premium value. So that really helps with that cross sell. So let's say you're talking to an individual and you really, as an agent, you need to understand your client's budgets too, on what they have kind of set aside to pay for their insurance plan. So if you talk to them about their MedSup, you talk to them about their dental. Okay, how much left over do we have that we could allocate towards a final expense plan? Is that $20? Is that $30? Is that $50? And you can type in that value amount into our tool, and we will shoot out different value amounts for that premium that you gave the tool. So it really helps you in that cross-sell, being able just to put in a value to the client, or you have just the option to do the benefit amount. So very unique feature there.
And also with the final expense too, with certain products that you sell, I believe it's Mutual of Omaha, NGL and Transamerica, there's also the Legacy Safeguard Program that can help agents with increasing their sales for final expense and also helping the clients planning their funeral and also at the time of death, helping their loved ones plan the funeral and also kind of be that guidance for them as well too. So it's a great tool. So, and also with the final expense, you can do the same thing too. You can either save it as a file, right, the quote, or you can print it off and give it to the client, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So you can do final expense plans side by side using our comparison tool, and then using our universal comparison tool, you can stack final expense alongside other products to present a full health and wealth life portfolio for them.
And also, I know I use the CSG quoting tool every day, and on the final expense, always make sure to apply the policy fee. I believe it's the
yes. term to it. Yes, so, yes, you can do that on the tool. Mm-hmm. And we also have some underwriting built into it too. So anytime you're doing an underwriting, whether that's full underwriting or simplified underwriting, we do have a look back period feature where you can select a health condition and we will shoot out to you the look back period on that, whether the look back period's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. So it can also help the agent guide them through the underwriting too. That way they don't have to start looking through a bunch of applications and underwriting guides to see which plan they would qualify for.
Sure. And then also there's an underwriting guide feature on the Medicare supplement, correct?
Yes, there is. So,
on how does that work?
So when you initially run your MedSup quote, before you hit get quote, so after you enter in the zip code, age, gender, tobacco status, effective date, before you hit get quote, on the left-hand side, there's a show advanced. So when we click on show advanced, we can enter in health conditions and medications, and then we will remove carriers from the quote results page that have those health conditions or those medications listed as an automatic decline. So we're automatically going to remove those companies for the agent. The other underwriting tool is the look back period. So if you wanted to know what the look back period is on the application for a certain health condition, you can do that as well. So two great underwriting features there for you. And then also, anytime an agent does a Medicare supplement e-application on our platform, as they are going through those underwriting sections, our system would notify them of a automatic decline or a possible decline as they're answering those health conditions. So that's really powerful too, is we're doing a lot of that underwriting up front for the agent.
And that's great because it kind of helps then decide which product to go with the Medicare supplement or even the final expenses too. So it's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
So anything else you can tell us about CSG? Any other features that we miss, Anna?
Yeah, I know we kind of just talked basic quoting in the system and what you can do, but if you're ever looking to figure out where you should be marketing and where you should be getting involved within your community and doing your Medicare 101 seminars, our Market Edge tool is a really great feature for you to drill down by 3-digit or even 5-digit zip code. And that can break out for you how many people in your zip code are over age 65, turning age 65, how many people are on a MedSup plan versus a Medicare Advantage plan. So if you're ever looking to kind of fine tune your marketing and getting a better understanding of the demographics in the states that you serve, that tool is great. I know so many agents that have licensed in so many different states that we don't know the demographics in every single zip code. So when you're going and you're buying leads or you're doing mailers or you're doing advertisements, we have to make sure that we're allocating our marketing dollars in areas that make the most sense. So that Market Edge tool does a great job at doing that. And then also Market Edge allows you to do carrier heat mapping too. So if you are an agent that is licensed in several states and you want to see where the carriers that you write are most competitive, you can create a carrier heat map. So we can see nationwide where that carrier is competitive at, and the agent can really customize that to to their business and the carriers that they represent. So that's a really nice tool on the MedSup side too, especially as we see new MedSup carriers coming into the market. Integrity is great about working with these carriers to provide us the most competitive MedSup plans. And when Integrity releases those MedSup products, we can go into the tool and easily map those companies to see if you should be contracted with them, where you should be writing them, where it would make the most sense.
And again, CSG is a great tool. I use it every day and encourage agents to log on to the CSG quoting tool as well. And you can go onto the CSG quoting tool through our website. Our website is www.simkt.com. That's www.simkt.com. And click on the button where it says get a quote and then register for the CSG coding tool and that. So, and also give us a call here at Senior Insurance Marketing. If you're not contracted with a company that is on the CSG coding tool, give us a call. We'll be happy to get you contracted. Our number is 402-434-7761. Anna, always great talking to you, especially the CSG quoting tool is a powerful tool at your fingertips and ready for the agent to use and to increase their sales.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And I strongly encourage all you agents that are listening to get out there, run your quotes, do your cross-sell opportunities. It's a tool you definitely want in your toolkit.
It definitely is. Definitely is. Well, Anna, thanks again for joining us on our SimCast today. Anna is the Director of Strategic Partnership at CSG. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.